You never made a difference by being like anyone else. The greatest showman. This movie was inspired by the imagination of P.T. Barnum. The Greatest Showman is an original musical that celebrates the birth of show business and tells of a visionary who rose from nothing to create a spectacle that becomes a worldwide sensation. I love this movie. I adore this movie. Why? Because it is about a dreamer. It is about a visionary. And that this today, this morning, this service, this production, this is what it is about. Being a dreamer, being a visionary, and allowing that dream, allowing God to lead us in that dream, in that vision, to become reality. Because that's what happened to P.T. Barnum. It started with an idea. And then through troubles, through tribulation, through challenges, that idea became a dream. That dream became a vision, and that vision became reality. Amen. And that's what this service is about today, a celebration of dreamers. And so, I got a question for you. You ready for my question?
Yep.
Who? So I want you all to ask me that question. Wait, not yet. Thank you, Michelle. On the count of three. You ready? You could ask me in Spanish, in English, in Portuguese, in French, whatever language you want. Okay? One, two, three. Oh, I like the quiens. That came up from Ashley. Go, guys. I don't know if you know Spanish. Who? The question I want you to ask this morning to yourselves is, who am I? Just go ahead and ask that to yourself. Who am I? You see, this question takes a lifetime to figure out. Because why? Who we are is consistently, continually, if we allow, evolving. We're changing, we're transitioning, right? And so I want to look at this scripture right here. It's in Genesis 1:27. And it says, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. We were created to be like God, to be like Jesus. We were created to imitate him. Now, don't get it twisted. We were not created to be God or to be Jesus, but we were created to be like him.
Amen?
Amen? You see, some of us, we look for our identity in different things, right? We have become victims to identity thieves. And what are these identity thieves? Well, I'm about to tell you right now. These identity thieves are things like relationships. They could be immoral or even moral relationships. Our jobs, our careers, our education, our skills, our talents, abilities, our looks. We could all, some of us, can try to find our identity in these things. But guess what? These things are empty. God wants us to find our identity in him.
Amen.
Now, some of us don't know who we are because we don't know God. We don't know Jesus. So how do we find out? How do we find out what it is that God and Jesus is calling us to be like? We study the Bible. We learn about God. We learn about Jesus. And we learn about his qualities to see who he is. This also is a journey. We are called to imitate Jesus. If you want to write these scriptures down and have a notepad and pencil ready, or your phone, whatever device you use to take notes, because we are going to be talking about quite a few scriptures. 1 Peter 2, verse 21 to 25. Ephesians 5, 1, 2 talks about be imitators of God. But we can't imitate what we don't know. So I want to encourage you all, if you all haven't done so as yet, to please study out the book of Mark. Mark is was actually one of the apostles of Jesus. He walked with Jesus. So, and Mark is a short book, because I know our attention span, right? After a minute, we're like, this ain't happening, right? So read the book of Mark. It's the shortest gospel. And if you want to learn about the qualities of Jesus, read the book of Mark. Because Mark explains and walks with Jesus, so he talks about Jesus' life. You see, if you don't know how to study the Bible, ask the person who brought you out. Or ask me. Because we at The Path, what we want to do, we want to meet you where you are at. So right now, we're going to have what I call affirmations. So I'm going to have my wife, my beautiful wife, come on up. I can help you come on up here. Yes, you can walk up the stairs. Yeah, I got muscles, right? Yeah. Okay, so this is how it's going to work. I'm going to do an affirmation, my wife is going to do an affirmation, and then guess what? You all are going to do an affirmation. And how you all are going to do an affirmation is, you all going to come up on stage. No, you all not. You all going to look to each other, look to your neighbor. Wow, that was quick. Look to each other, look to your neighbor, and imitate the affirmations that we make. Make sense? This is how it goes. My name is Keegan Leiber. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. I am a sinner. I am a husband. I am a father. I am an actor. I am a model. I am a coach to actors and models. I am a producer and a creator. And I'm trying to figure it out every single day. Oh, you need a mic.
Hello?
Yep.
Okay. I'm Melissa Leiber. I'm a forgiven and loved child of God. I'm a wife. I'm a mother. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm a child safety advocate. I am a minister of the gospel of Christ.
Awesome. So right now, turn to your neighbor. I'm going to time you all. I'm going to time you all. I'm going to give you all 1 minute. Okay, get ready. If you don't know who you are, just say that. Be as real, be as transparent as possible. Okay? So if you're still trying to figure out, just tell your neighbor that. Okay, here we go. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3, and break. And stop. Great job, everyone. Give yourselves a round of applause. Awesome. Okay. I got another question for you. Michelle, you ready? I know you're ready, girl. That's my Trini sister over there. Trini, Soka, yes. Okay. My next question is, how? On the count of three, you all say that with me. Ready? 1, 2, 3. How? Where my Spanish interpretator? Como. Is that what it is, Ashley? Como. Okay, good. That's my Spanish interpretator. So the question I want us to ask today, how can I glorify God? I'm going to give you a definition here. You might want to write it down or you could remember. It's very easy, very simple. A vision is defined, or one of the definitions is, as your preferred future. We look at God, the master visionary, the master creator, the master painter. We look at his creation. Look at yourselves in the mirror one day. You are part of that creation. You are part of that artistry, that mastery, that vision. Because with God, it started with an idea. Right. What was the idea? In 7 days, we are going to make an earth, and we are going to put male, female to live on this earth along with animals and to populate this earth. With God, it started with an idea. You see, we are God's handiwork, so the scriptures say. There is nobody like you. There is nobody like me. I tell you, I'm special. Let me tell you that right now. Some of you all know that I'm special. Okay, you can take that interpretation how you want to, but I know I'm special. Okay? But There's nobody like either of us. There's only one of you, one of me. We are masterpieces. In 1 Peter 2:9, the Bible, God describes us as a chosen, royal priesthood, y'all. We're royalty, y'all. That's got to make y'all feel good up in here. We are royalty. To be like God, to be like Jesus, is to be a dreamer, is to be a visionary. He had an idea of what he wanted the future of the earth and all of its inhabitants to look like. Let's look at the scripture on the screen. It's Proverbs 29:18. It says, if people can't see, this is a New Living Translation, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. You see, it's not just about having a dream, about having a vision. It's what you're going to do with it and how you're going to glorify God. Let's start off with the most important dream to me. Who wants to be with God in heaven? Raise your hand. That is the most important dream. Am I right? Yes. To be with God in heaven. So I have a question for you, and this is going to be another kind of workshop interaction. I want you to turn to your neighbor, and I want you to tell them, how are you attending to that dream? How are you attending to that dream? And you know, Angel Maldonado gave me some wise advice. How we attend to our dreams is by things we do each and every day. You just do at least one thing to attend to that dream each and every day. Because you see, it doesn't only start and stop with a dream, it continues to faithful action. Amen. Faith and deeds work together, so the Bible says. Okay, so I got to bring back up my notes because it just disappeared on me. You know when technology, you just press something and boom, it just disappears. Okay. So, two things you should ask yourself about your dream, about your vision, and we could use that example that we just did. How does it bring glory to God? Repeat that question to me. How does it bring glory to God? Number two, how does it help other people? Ask yourself that question. How does it help other people? Very good. So, whatever dream, whatever vision that you believe God has put in your heart and you want to attend to that dream, that vision, ask yourselves those two questions. I'm just going to keep it simple for y'all. You know, that's how I'm going to help y'all out. Don't want to get too complicated up in here. Okay, I know I need that. So how does it bring glory to God and how does it help other people? Okay, right now, well, first of all, I'm going to ask you another question. What is your vision? What are your dreams for the talents, the gifts, the abilities, the profession, the education, the marriage, the family that God has given you? Because everything, all of the above, comes from God. Our dreams, our visions, they're not our own. They belong to God. Amen. Amen? Right now, we're going to see a video. Ramon, if you could be there. Thank you so much, guys. Ramon is backstage helping me out. Please give him a hand. Yep, being a servant. Right now, we're going to see a video of a sister, and she's an international sister. Her name is Kyalin. How I know that name is because she says it rhymes with violin. So that helped me out to know her name properly and how to pronounce it properly. So Kyalin, she's a sister from Canada. I got to speak with her at the Performing Arts Academy, the Shining Stars Performing Arts Academy, that way I got to teach students in the performing arts this past summer. And we had a good conversation. So please give it up. And just for the sound folks, you might want to raise the volume up because it's a little bit low on the video. But please give it up for our sister in Christ, Kyalin.
I'm your sister from Halifax Dartmouth Church of Christ, but I'm from St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands, and I am daring to dream. I've been a dreamer for as long as I can remember, but when I became a disciple, I was afraid that my dreams wouldn't match up to God's dreams, so I decided to put my dreams aside so that God could use me however he wanted. But this summer, when I met Keegan asked me what my five-year plan is, and that really made me think, and I explained to him why I didn't have a five-year plan, and he encouraged me to put my dreams out there so that God could encourage me and fulfill my dreams for me. And so I told him that what I really wanted to do is I wanted to own my own cafe bookshop in a college town where I could own the textbooks to all the most popular courses so that the students can come in that can't afford the textbooks and be able to study for however long they want. And then my mind kept going. I could also be in the campus ministry, and the campus ministry could go to Devo at my coffee shop for no pay. It would be a great place to reach out to people and really give glory to God. Little did Keegan know that earlier that morning, I had prayed that God would make it really clear if my dreams were in the right place. When I told Keegan, Keegan went, "That's amazing. You need to do that. That's a great dream." And so it just really felt like God had answered that prayer. But I'm so encouraged. I'm continuing to dream, and I am praying to God for all of my dreams. And I encourage you guys to dream too, because God is a dreamer. God had the vision, and He put that in us. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. Our next video sits close to my heart, and we actually have one of the members right here. Can you please stand up, the Gans family? Yes. They're visiting from Buffalo. Yes, please stand up. Are you the twin? Or the? You are Lauren's twin. I figured it out. When you stood up, you're like, I'm not the member. Okay, awesome. So the video we're about to see now is of the Hypnic Jerks. And if you haven't seen them or known about them, they are an amazing, amazing pop girl group. So here's to the girls out there, here's to the woman power, girl power up in here. And they are disciples, they are our sisters in the Buffalo Church of Christ. And they are daring to dream, they are making waves. So please give it up for our sisters in Christ, the Hypnic Jerks.
I'm Lydia,
Liana,
Lauren,
and we're
the Hypnic Jerks.
When we were kids growing up, we all had New School people who inspired us and influenced us to dream. But the problem with them is that none of them were actually disciples. They weren't the positive role models we were looking for, so that's one of the reasons we started the Hypnic Jerks.
And there's been so much we've been trying to do as a band to reach the world and our community in Buffalo. We've had Spotify songs that we've recently put out that we're really excited about. We're trying to grow our social media on Instagram, and we've actually built a studio in our basement that we've been working inside to make our songs happen.
We are so excited to see what the Hypnic Jerks can do, and we dare to dream to be the next Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Demi Lovato, Spice Girls, any of those bands who had an influence and positive effect on someone's life. We dare to dream to be the next band to help a new generation grow up and see the world differently. We love you guys. We're so excited to be a part of today. Good luck with everything. We love you.
Woo! Love you.
Awesome. Okay, so wait, there's more. Because you're gonna hear from our very own, your brother and sister that may be sitting right next to you about their dream, starting off with me. So if I could get Mella, if I could get my wife, and if I could get DeAndrea on deck, on stage, that would be awesome. But let me tell you something. I became a disciple at 17 years old. I grew up in Trinidad and Tobago, which is an island right above South America. And so I was involved in the church, in the Catholic Church, for the most part of my life. And what happened was I would go to church almost multiple times, almost every day of the week growing up. My mom was like, "You want to go to church?" Okay, so that's what I did. You know what, when your mama says, especially Caribbean people, Michelle, you know that. When they tell you to do something, you need to do it, and you need to do it now, right? That's my little Trini accent coming out, so don't mind me, okay? So I grew up in the Catholic Church, and when I was 16 years old, my dad decided to sacrifice his livelihood to move up to Atlanta so that we can have a better future and a better livelihood here in the States. And so I came up here at 16 and I started going to campus, to college. And at campus, at college, one of my friends, she got invited to a Bible talk. And so we went and it was cool, it was good, but I was accustomed to that kind of stuff, so I didn't take it too much to mind. And then one day, this gentleman, this brother, came up to me and invited me out to church. So I went to church, I was looking for a church, and what stood out to me in that church was the fellowship. What stood out to me in that church was the singing. So don't ask me what the preacher, who preached or what they preach about, because I remember none of that. I remember the singing and the energy and the fellowship and the love. So afterwards, he said, hey, do you want to study the Bible? I said, I'm good. I gave him like the Heisman, right? We're talking about the Heisman. I'm not into sports. I played swimming, as a lot of people know. Okay, so I'm not into that. To football, okay? That's another religion. That's another religion. So anyway, he invited me out of church. I said, no, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm good, right? And so time passes by. My friend actually continues to study the Bible. She actually gets baptized. She invites me out to a midweek service that they had. I went out to the midweek service. I met the same guy, and something inside of me said, just go up and try it out. I started studying the Bible. How it opened up my eyes is I saw the duplicity of how I was living. Because on the outside, I had it all together. I was a good guy. I was a good little Christian boy, a little good little Catholic boy, right? But on the inside, I was rotting. I was sinning. I was living a life of sin without any regret, without any sorrow. I was involved in impurity, pornography, all those kinds of things I was involved in. As I was saying, that I am a Christian. And studying the Bible showed me what it was to live to be like God, what it was to be a true Christian, a true disciple of Jesus, not just a claimer, not just a filler seater, a place on a seat, but to really study out how to live like Jesus. And at the age of 17, May 7th, 1997, I decided to make Jesus Lord, and I got baptized for the forgiveness of my sins. And after that, I had a dream, because God, he had to work with me. I had to find my identity in him first, and then he put some dreams up inside of me. And one of the dreams he put was for my family. And I started praying every day for my family, my mom, my dad, my sisters, my brother. I said, God, they need this. They need to know this. They need to know the truth. They need to live by the truth. And I started praying, and I kept on praying. And they came out. They came out of church. They started studying the Bible. But none of them would truly continue, would truly say, you know what? I want to make Jesus Lord myself. But I still continued to pray. I still continued to go to God and said, God, I want my family to become a Christian. My dad was the last person I thought would answer that call. My dad was the opposite of a church goer. He had nothing to do with it. He had a bad church experience, and he didn't want to have anything to do with church. So I prayed year after 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 year. 20 years later, last year during summer, June the 12th, 2018, it started with a conversation with my dad. And God revealed something to him. He revealed the truth inside of him. And my dad opened up. And my dad decided he was bedridden, suffering from dementia, suffering from all kinds of stuff. My dad was extremely sick. There was a point where we thought we were going to lose him. But God had bigger plans for him. God had greater plans for him. And on June the 12th, about 1:30 p.m., me, my wife, Angel Maldonado, and my mom were witness to my dad being baptized and making Jesus Lord. If you could show some of the pictures, that's my mom. That's my dad. That's me in the middle. That's my wife. That's me. We had to go to the bathtub. We had to go to the bathtub, y'all. And that's my brother, Angel, my brother from another mother. Angel Maldonado, my dad and my mom. My dad passed away earlier on this year. But I am at peace, and I am comforted to know that he is up with God, rejoicing, even this morning, singing and performing with me and with us. worshiping God. Hallelujah! Yeah. To God. Right now, I would like my wife to come out and cheer. The mic. There you go.
I'm going to share some of my dreams. My dream is for my marriage to be an example of a spiritual and loving relationship built on God. My dream is for my children to be dedicated and passionate followers of Jesus. My dream is to write children's books. My dream is to help mothers prioritize God in their lives when life seems so busy and crazy and they're pulled in so many directions.
Thank you so much. Give it up for my beautiful wife, Melissa. Next on deck, can I have Miss DeAndre?
So, coming from Bermuda, I definitely struggled a lot trying to find my place here, and I was filled with so much anxiety and fear. But I'm learning slowly that I can be loved by God, and who He made me to be is worthy enough for Him. And my biggest dream is to have an art center that can teach people art, film, and, you know, just allow the place to just be God-filled, because this is what I truly desire.
Amen. Awesome. Let's bring up Miss Mella Green. Miss Mella, wait. That's all right. You're not going with that? No? No, that's okay. Okay. My bad.
Hello, everyone. So I feel like ever since I was young, I was always a dreamer. I just really didn't know where to put those dreams. So at the age of 7, I started playing the piano. I didn't want to. My grandma was trying to keep me out of trouble, so that's what I ended up doing. But anyways, so around my teenage years, I started to experiment with filming and photography and things like that. And I started out as a math major, but then when I transferred here to Atlanta, I changed my major to film and video. And minor in music management. And I really didn't know what I wanted to do with it, but I knew I wanted to do something to give back to my own community and as well as be able to reach back and pull up the next generation and allowing them to build character, build professional portfolios and whatever they aspire to do in the arts. And so I was like, well, I love young kids, so I want to actually create programs that will allow youth to be able to create professional portfolios, whatever you want to do, if it's graphic design, photography, film, starting in middle school, so by the time that you graduate high school, you'll be able to show a professional portfolio and get an entry-level job right out of high school, and don't even have to go to college, even though I'm an encourager of education, but still, like, that's my passion and my goal. But a few months ago, I've been experiencing a lot of traumatic experiences since last October when my best friend Kavi was killed in a car accident. But after that, then my grandfather passed away. And then after that, my car was broken into and my camera was stolen, my laptop was stolen, my everything, basically. And I literally was just like, okay, God, this is my dream, this is my passion, this is what I love to do, but I have nothing. So Keegan came to me one day, and he came with this idea of basically what he was just sharing with you guys in his life. He said he wants to do this docuseries of his life because he feels like there's people like him that's not represented in the media that are followers of Christ. And so at the time, I was like, okay, I'm just giving you advice. This is what you should do. This is what you think about, blah, blah, blah. And then he asked me to be the film director of it. And I was like, in my mind, I was excited, but on the inside, I was like, I don't even know how I'm going to do this because I have nothing to produce this with. And that's why I want to thank Sam. I don't know where she's at, but I really want to thank Samantha Rose because she allowed me to use her camera. Kika has allowed me to use her laptop, and everything that I lost was recovered. And I just want to thank Kika, too, for allowing me to dream again, because even with this project, it was an idea, and it turned into a trailer 2 weeks later, and we were before people in a network right after that. And it was just like, it was crazy, because it was an idea that became a reality, and now we are in a position to have our show on this network. And I'm just like, amen, God. And so, so yeah, that's my dream, and this is going to definitely be something that's going to catapult everything that I desire to do.
Awesome. You just take it out over there. Thank you so much, Mala. Give it up for our dreamers. Okay, we are in a room full of dreamers, y'all. We are in a room full of dreamers. If you are part of a church planning, if you are part directly or indirectly, please stand up. Give them a round of applause. Give yourselves a round of applause. Thank you so much. We are dreamers here today. And guess what? It started with an idea. I want Angel Maldonado, I want the Pattersons of Maldonado to start now, please. It started with an idea from our leadership that God revealed in these guys' hearts, the Vicks. Can you stand up too, Taylor Jazz? Yes, and our elders, Derek Chisholm, the Chisholms, please stand up. This is our leadership team. Give them a round of applause. But it started with an idea that God revealed in their hearts, and guess what? They attended to that dream. They attended to that vision, and that's how we've had so many church plannings, y'all. What an experience. What a miracle. We've seen so many people become disciples since the beginning of the year. Married people, single people, campus people, teen people. And guess what? It's only the beginning. The best is yet to come. Awesome. Okay, next question I have. You ready for it? Here we go. And this is my last question is, what? On the count of three, I want you to ask that question. My Spanish interpreter, are you ready? Okay, good. Here we go. One, two, three. That's right. Awesome, awesome. What are the things that we must overcome to see our dreams to reality? Okay, we're going to sort of breeze through these things, these roadblocks, these challenges I have faced. I continue to face, I will continue to face, and God is my Savior, my rescuer, and He will help each and every one of us to face these roadblocks. The first one is fear. Let's go to that scripture of fear. And guess what? For every roadblock, there's a scripture for that. Yep, you know, there's an app for that, there's a scripture for that. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of what?
Fear.
And timidity, but of what? What else? And what else? And self-discipline. Fears come in many different sizes and colors. The fear of messing up. The fear of being a failure. The fear of rejection, opposition, not being accepted, not being supported. The fear of wasting your time. Does that make sense? You go into this dream, you go into this vision, and then it doesn't come out the way you want it to, and you're like, did I just waste my time? No, you did not. The fear of other people's opinions. As I was telling the youngsters today, they're going to be haters, and haters going to hate, okay, because they're drinking haterade and not what? Not Gatorade. They need to be drinking Gatorade, not haterade. So you're going to have some haters, okay? So let's go to the next one. The next one is anxiety or worry. What's the scripture for that? Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to who? God. Amen. Let's go to the next one. What's doubt? Doubt is a big one. Let's go to that scripture. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Let's go to the next one. Impatience. That's one of my biggest struggles, y'all. It need to happen yesterday. Okay? That's right, Ashley. Thank you. Impatience. What's the scripture? Psalm 37, verse 3 to 7. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still. That's hard for us to do, y'all. To be still. Oh, Jesus, look, I was just walking. I just done like 30,000 steps up in here just right this morning, right? It's hard for me to be still, y'all. Be still before the Lord and wait, what?
Patiently
for Him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. And I want to say one more thing that's not up there, but we like to compare ourselves with other people and compare our dreams and visions with other people's dreams and visions, and we should not be doing that. So don't go compare yourself. The standard that you use is God, the Bible. That's it. Okay? Okay, guys. Don't give in to these dream killers. Because when you do, when you give in to any of the above that you just saw, you're giving into Satan's plan for your life. What is Satan? What is his purpose? His purpose is to steal, to kill, to destroy. Right? John 10:10. Steal, kill, and destroy. He does not want you to have a dream. He doesn't want you to have a vision. Why? He does not want you to be like God, to be like Jesus. Why? He does not want you to be in heaven. It says in Ecclesiastes that God set eternity into the hearts of men. It has always been God's plan for us to be with him when we finish this journey here on earth. Okay, I'm going to give you some practicals. You might want to write this down. Get a dream for this year. If you have not gotten a dream as yet, get a dream for this year. Two components of going after your dream. Dream together, not by yourself. Have you shared your dream with God and submitted your dream to his will? Pray about it every single day. God is working for your good. All you got to do is love him. Let's see that scripture in Romans 8, verse 31 to 32. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? God wants to allow your dreams to come to fruition. He is the giver, but he's also the taker. Have you shared your dream with people that you know well, but also know you well? And what I mean by that, people that know the good, the bad, and the ugly. People that know you and people that you know well. Have you shared your dream with them? Are you getting advice about your dream? About your vision? Are you getting advice? Proverbs is laden, the book of Proverbs, laden with words of wisdom, with words about getting advice, because with advice comes what? Victory is sure with many advisors. Are you getting advice about your dream? Amen. Next thing, second thing, persistence. Persistence. Don't give up. Say that with me. Ready? And don't give up. Luke 18, verse 1 to 8. I want to give a shout out to my friend Angel Maldonado, because he has, besides my beautiful wife, who has been the biggest supporter in my life, the biggest cheerleader, Angel has been my brother from another mother. I'm not going to say the B-E-S-T-I-E word. Okay, so I'm not going to say that word. But he has been there for me because he knows me. He knows the good, the bad, the ugly. And he believes in me. And he believes in the dream that God has placed in my life. Angel, if you could just stand on up. And I've had conversations with Angel about not worrying, not giving into my fears. And Angel has helped me to jump off of the boat and to face my fears, to acknowledge my fears, and to work through my fears so that I can see my dream to that reality. Amen? Amen? Okay, guys, right now, to the glory of God, thank you so much for listening to me. We are going to pray for communion right now. And my last thing I want to tell you, don't give in to those dream killers and allow God to use your dreams and visions to come alive. Amen? Amen? Let us come alive with the dreams that God has placed in our hearts. Let us go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time, for this morning. Thank you so much for being the master dreamer, the master visionary in our lives. God, we could go to you, we could come to you humbled, sinners, broken. Father, knowing that we don't deserve your grace or your kindness, we don't deserve for you to use us, but yet still you want to. Father, I pray that we come alive with the dreams that you have placed on our hearts and our lives. And I pray that we don't just sit on those dreams, but we allow, God, you to help us to go after those dreams, to put faithful action to those dreams every single day, to submit those dreams to your will. God, to find our identity in you so that we can be with you after we finish this marathon here on earth. And that when we enter your pearly gates, that we will hear the words, good, well done, good and faithful servant. Thank you so much for Jesus Christ, his sacrifice, his dream, and his vision for us. That was what the cross was about. That was the plan of the cross, God, that if he sacrificed his life, that we would go to him and we would make him Lord over our lives. Thank you so much for his sacrifice, the blood that he shed, the body that was broken. Thank you so much for that beautiful suffering, God, and not giving up, but persisting with us. I pray we will persist with what you have revealed in our hearts. It's in your holy Son's name, Jesus Christ, that I pray this prayer. Amen.